Forest Company is brought to you by LPL Financial. Financial planning for tomorrow so that you can enjoy today. Connor Newt, Nick Frazier here with you. Jake Wallman behind the glass doing a great job as always. Thank you, Connor. As my travel chief, Chase McCabe, would say. Before we get into our question of the day, let me tell you to tune in later today to 102.5 The Game for Vanderbilt Baseball as the Commodores host Xavier at the Hawk. Pre-game begins at 1:45 p.m. and the first pitch is at 2 p.m. Coverage also available on the 102.5 The Game app and at thegamenashville.com. Nick Frazier, at the start of the show, asked maybe the weirdest question of all time.
Biggest curveball on planet Earth.
I was not expecting this today. What is an animal you think you could take down with your bare hands? Now, this is how we measure, to quote Seinfeld, your feats of strength. Mm-hmm. If you say, like, an insect, I'm going to judge you and think you're just a weakling. If you say you can take down a grizzly bear, I'm going to say prove it. A couple of texts on our text line. Philip in Clarksville says a worm, weakling.
On a scale of George Costanza to masculinity, George Costanza.
George Costanza. You might be a Newman. I don't know.
Newman.
Devin and Dixon on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I'd want to fight a Sasquatch in a steel cage match and hit him with a steel chair. That's hardcore, brother. That's hardcore. I'd pay money for that, though.
I would.
Adam in Portland again on our text line.
Could you imagine, though, if you actually had a steel chair going up against Sasquatch in a steel cage?
I could do it. I mean, I would take down Sasquatch in a three stages of hell match.
Sasquatch is like, what, 7 foot?
Easily 7 foot, maybe
like
eight.
That.
Here's the trick. You aim for the legs.
Yeah, but those legs are tree trunks.
You ever seen Star Wars?
Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back? What you got to do is you got to take a rope, walk all the way around, yank it, then hit him on the head with a steel chair.
Okay.
We're incorporating all these, like, extra weapons in stuff, and the question was bare hands.
I was wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's like bare hands was in the question.
Adam in Portland, our text line, says, I'd like to think I could take on a wild animal, but yesterday proved otherwise. During a home inspection, a cat started weaving through my legs like an Olympic skater, then ambushed my foot when I tried to leave. I got bodied by a house cat, so yeah, I'm not winning against anything bigger. We appreciate the honesty.
Thanks, Adam. Makes me feel a little better, because sometimes I wonder if I could take down, you know, an animal. But hey.
It depends on my mood. Yesterday, I was feeling unstoppable. I was like, oh, I can take down, you know, an elephant or something like that.
A rhino?
Oh.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I think I could take down an alligator. I could corral an alligator.
I would love to see
Steve Irwin style.
Yeah.
Oh, gator roll.
Maybe.
I'd love to see this.
Maybe. I think that'd be all right. I think I'd be cool with that.
Let's go to our phone line. Kenny the Mailman, our good friend, is on the phone line. Kenny, what's up, my man?
Hello, good friends.
Hello, sir.
This is why I listen each and every week. What other show would dare ask this question?
I mean, we've dredged beyond Big Joe territory. I don't think he would come up with this.
You stretch yourself when you listen to this show. I don't know if I could take on a wild one, but I'm very, very confident I could take on domesticated gerbils.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's just no problem. I'd just kick them and flick them, and they would be flying.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you, this is the true story. I have a friend who retired as a 101st Airborne paratrooper, and at a state fair, he was about half drunk one time, and just you would win $100 if you lasted 1 minute with a kangaroo. And he was just drunk enough to get in there. And the very first move for that kangaroo, it would tear all your clothes off. All right. Then he said it kicked him and hit him with his tail. And he said he never felt anything like that in his life. He just crawled out of the ring.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You think some of these animals are jokes, but just the kick from a kangaroo. He said, it's a wonder it didn't break his thigh, and then the kangaroo spun around and hit him with his tail, and he said, I'm done.
Hold up. Let's go back to the first part of that story there, Kenny. Did you say it ripped his clothes off?
Down to the underwear. They teach them to do that with their little arms. And if you're the first one, usually after the first one, nobody will get in the ring. But he was drunk enough to do it after the first one. I'm going to try to call and get him to call you.
Okay.
Lieutenant Frank Spickler.
I'm going to have to need a little more info about this. Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know a kangaroo.
Is that not amazing? And he's a real country guy, and the way he tells it, oh, my gosh, it is one of the funniest things you'll ever hear in your life. He said, that kangaroo hit me with that tail, and I was done, boys.
Well, good to know.
I anticipate the call from the lieutenant. Thank you, Kenny, as always.
Hey,
we love you.
Day.
Yes, sure. You too.
Could you imagine?
I anticipate a call from the lieutenant.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going in a ring with a
Hopefully he kangaroo. Calls in the next 22 minutes because we're out of here early at 10:30. I could tame the bull. I've done the mechanical bull. I've hung on for 1 minute. I can tame the bull.
I don't know about that.
I can ride the bull.
Well, see, here's the thing. There's a difference between riding a bull and actually taking down a bull.
Oh, I don't think I could take down a bull.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You're taking an animal down with your bare hands.
Okay. Let me think.
That's why I said alligator. It's already low to the ground. I feel like once you get the mouth kind of shut and you just have it wrapped up, I think that's where...
Let me think.
Because you basically mount the back of the alligator. And then once you have it's shut. I mean, all it can do is barrel roll you and just make sure it's not in the water, because that's when you're done. Yeah, you're at a disadvantage there.
I do know that alligators cannot run in zigzag lines. So if you get in trouble there and you can't get a hold of that mouth.
You're just telling me to run in zigzag lines?
Just run in a zigzag. They can't handle it.
Okay.
I think I could take down like a anaconda or something.
That's a tough call.
That is a tough call because, yeah, I mean, if they get you in that
backside
grip.
Wraps around you, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if he wrapped me, I'd just punch him in the face and he'd back off and then I'd curb stomp him to the ground and it'd be over.
That's fair.
I could take down a squirrel.
You know what? You come off as a guy that could probably take down a squirrel.
You look like a squirrel. I mean, you don't look like a squirrel.
could see that. I could see him taking on an army of squirrels.
But now, there was one time... I don't know if my dad's listening. Probably not.
Uh-oh.
We were returning a ladder that my uncle had. We were putting up some Christmas lights, and he was at the front of the ladder. I was behind him, and we were walking into my uncle's garage, and this squirrel ran out at us and, like, leaped at my dad.
Flying squirrel?
I don't know if it was a flying squirrel because he was in front of me.
Right.
But just the way my dad reacted, it was hilarious.
You know what I've always wanted to fight because they disgust me and I hate them? Vultures.
Vultures.
Can we use weapons?
No weapons. This is bare hands only.
I want to take a baseball bat to a vulture.
Well, I don't know if you want to do that. You don't want to do that. I think it's bare hands only, Connor. That's what you got to do.
I don't think I understand this question.
Possum, raccoon.
I mean, take down a raccoon.
Are you ready to take down one of those animals with the diseases they carry?
Only if they bite you.
Your reward is rabies.
Just grab it by the tail. See, that's the thing for me. If I go up against a raccoon or a possum, I don't have long enough arms to hold them by the tail because what they're going to do is they're going to turn around and bite me in my forearm.
I would fight a grizzly bear.
They get to wiggling.
Yeah.
I would fight a grizzly bear because I don't think I would fight it. I would tame it. And make it my friend.
I could see you. You know how like Brick Tamland in the Anchorman.
Oh yeah.
How he's riding that bear in the enclosure. I could see you like just end up riding that bear. You're riding a furry tractor.
I would be like a Jurassic Park where he puts his hand in front of the Velociraptor and tames it. That's what I would do. Okay. And then he would be my friend, and I'd have an army.
Okay, Connor's thought about the question now. I think he's got the gist of it.
I think I figured it out.
Okay, so mine's an alligator, yours is a squirrel, and then yours is a bear.
I'd fight a bear, but I wouldn't fight him. I'd tame him.
You'd tame him.
I'd make him my ally.
Connor's all about taming animals, I guess.
Good for Connor.
You have to be a veterinarian, maybe.
I'm a pacifist.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not a pacifist.
You think I'm an angry person?
No, I just think you got a little bit of a grit to you, man.
A little bit of a fire.
Yeah, you got a grit to you. But
that's a good thing.
And we've all learned after this segment not to fight a kangaroo.
Yes.
I really hope the lieutenant calls here in the next...
That would be great.
18 minutes or so. That would be awesome.
But yeah, that's question of the day. That's what I got. Hopefully that gave everybody entertainment.
That was certainly a story.
Yes. Tell you right now, alligator, that's where it's at. Get him by the schnoz and just hopefully doesn't barrel roll you to death.
That's a good approach.
Because look, they can't see you from behind.
No, they can't.
They may have some senses, but you know, if you take on about a 8-foot alligator, make sure you get up from behind them, saddle them, grab the mouth and the schnoz.
See, I'd be worried about that big tail just
it whips at you.
Philip
Clarksville is claiming he benches 424 pounds. That's a very exact number. I don't think that's how bench presses work.
Well, maybe 425.
Maybe.
424 might have been a typo.
Maybe.
425.
425. That's like a combine record.
Hey.
Maybe we got a future NFL prospect here on our text line. That'll do it for the question of the day. You can still weigh in. We'll read them. Maybe the drunkest question of the day we've ever had.
Yeah.
Weekend picks up next. I think Nick Frazier has a little bit to say about Nashville SC coming up next.
They play tonight.
They play tonight. That's a team I forgot about that I will root for on occasion. We'll let you do that coming up next here on Forest Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Forest Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. One last segment before we get you to, where's the university? Athens, Georgia for Vanderbilt and Georgia men's basketball. Connor Newt, Nick Frazier, Jake Wallman behind the glass. Real quick before we get to our picks, another local team I forgot to mention that needs to be on the come up, Nashville SC.
Yep.
They are in action today. Nick Frazier, would you like to say a few words about the boys in gold?
Yeah, you know, I mean, they don't have a win this year yet, which is unfortunate, but let's just hope for their sake they can get a win tonight.
They got a couple ties, though.
They got one tie and one loss. And last weekend, they got absolutely shellacked by New York. It was a great goal by Forsberg, by the way. I don't know if you get to see any of the game.
Forsberg?
Not Phil Forsberg, Emil Forsberg. He's a forward for the Red Bulls. And he had a nice curling shot from the left top corner, and it went to the back post, and it was beautiful. It was one of those, in Italian soccer, we call it tira giro, which is like a curling ball.
Mm.
It was beautiful. But yeah, Nashville, for their sake, they need a win, because if they don't get a win today, tonight, that is, in my opinion, it's time to start hitting some panic buttons. And people are probably thinking, oh, it's overreaction, yada, yada, yada. Nah, to me, it's not. You bring in a new guy, you have a full offseason to get stuff going, and yet you have a few guys that are hurt in the midfield. Sure, like obviously Brugman and Acosta are two guys that are, one of them's already coming back and practicing, but the other one's still hurt, which is Acosta. But you have those guys that are older. They're your veteran leaders in the midfield. And you got Yazbek now back in the mix, along with Wyatt Meyer and Matt Corcoran. I mean, Corcoran was one of those young guys they brought in, and sure enough has worked out. But I don't know if those three can be your solidified guys for the time being, because the way Callahan plays, everything's through the midfield, and this high press style soccer they get. When they lose the ball, you know, BJ's system, they press immediately right after they lose it.
Mm.
And so that requires a lot of energy. And when you don't have the midfield depth, you're kind of taxing yourself, especially putting yourself in a corner when it comes to roster construction. And obviously Eddie Tagseth has been as well as advertised. For me, that's the pivotal player this past offseason that's been the X factor for Nashville going into games. And his just technical ability has been great. I mentioned to somebody the other day, his ball, when the ball's at his feet, he's just a different level. He understands the game. It processes quick for him. Ahmed Kasim, who they brought in recently, sure, he hasn't made much of an impact yet, but looking at some of the numbers online, he's definitely going to be one of those, I guess, to me, he's Hani Mukhtar's B, if that makes sense. Mm. When Hani's not available, I think that's where they need to play him. They need to play him at that central midfield or central attacking role, in my opinion, just because he's able to play the left and right side, but also the attacking midfield position. And that's how I look at it. I think this guy is definitely when Nashville wants to turn the page, this would be an easy transition for them.
Nashville in action later tonight.
Taking on Portland Timbers.
I just did an assignment on the Portland Timbers for my social media class.
Did you now?
They are a model. Let's go muy rapido with these picks. Preds taking on the Blackhawks here at Bridgestone Arena tonight, taking on Shea Weber and the Blackhawks. Where are we going?
I'm going to go with Nashville. I think Nashville gets it done tonight, the Predators, that is. And I say they win 4-1.
4-1? Okay.
4-1.
Yeah. Nashville's kind of had Chicago's number as of late.
Stamkos, power play goal. A PP goal. Power play goal.
Stamkos on the PP. I could see that happening. I'm going to go Preds here as well. I think that is something heavily to bank on.
Yep.
Preds are playing good hockey. They look like they're having fun. Blackhawks are probably the worst team in the NHL. That's not saying much because the Preds are pretty bad too. But Preds hitting a hot streak, it appears. I'll go Preds. I'll go 4-2.
Okay.
Jake Wallman.
Yeah, I'm going to go Preds as well. They're playing pretty good hockey right now.
Okay. Clean sweep on the Preds. Vanderbilt at Georgia. The game coming up right after us here in about a minute and a half. Nick Frazier.
I'll be taking Vanderbilt. I said they win by five.
Vanderbilt. I will go Georgia. Georgia's playing the right amount of basketball. The right kind of basketball. Playing at home, that's a tough place to play. Jake Wallman.
I'm going to go Vanderbilt. I think Vandy is playing to get into the tournament right now. Give me Vanderbilt.
All right. In the game of the day, Bama at Auburn. Nick Frazier.
Oh, Auburn.
Auburn?
Yep.
Okay. I'll go Auburn as well. I think that's a pissed off Auburn team headed back home after losing to Texas A&M playing in the jungle. Jake Wallman.
Tennessee needs Auburn to win today to be the four seed in the SEC tournament and get the double bye. Give me Auburn.
All right. The lieutenant has called. Lieutenant, thank you for calling. What's up?
All right. Thanks, Lieutenant. Appreciate it. All right.
All right, Lieutenant. I'm sorry we can't get to you. Well, hopefully we can get to you off the air. Thank you very much for listening to Forrest Company. Vanderbilt, Georgia men's basketball coming up next. Thank you to Lauren Michaels. Thank you to the Foo Fighters for coming in and performing for us. This has been Forrest Company here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Vanderbilt and Georgia coming up next.